Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Okay, welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Up in here in the month of love.
Yes, we are decked out accordingly. Gretchy and her murderish.
Yeah, my son was feeling a little left out because my daughters have, you know, plenty of heart gear. They're covered for Valentine's Day. And he wanted a t-shirt. So I did one of them late night Temu purchases and it came. I haven't showed it to him yet. It's supposed to be a tie-dye heart. But it kind of just looks like menstruation or murder on a shirt.
Oh my God, that's so gross.
It's so gross. I cannot let the kid wear this, but I'll wear it. Sure.
For today.
For today.
Mm-hmm. For today.
Not in public.
I sprung her. I actually am going to a Galentine's lunch for my tennis team today. And so I had Valentine's on already and I was like, girl, you got to find something. She's like, I have a perfect
thing. She didn't like my black.
No.
And you didn't compliment me on my makeup. I watched this cat eye tutorial on TikTok. And so I was waiting for the opportunity.
You know, you did a really good job, actually.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. I appreciate it.
I don't think I can do that because of my eyelids. Whenever I try to put like the mascara, it goes like on all sorts of different hangovers.
Yeah, you got sloppy eyes until you have your little procedure. And let me tell you, you can't. I would love to be encouraging that you could, but I've got a little bit of a droop too. And that was the part that was the trickiest.
The droop. But,
the droop.
Mm-hmm. That's called after 40.
You know, what did we do before TikTok tutorials?
We didn't really wear makeup.
We didn't know how to do things.
Yeah, the kids wear makeup now and they put all the shit on their face and they know what to do. And they, you know, we just didn't do that. By the way, I am using the Five Crimes scrub on my face now. Somebody said that to me. They said, oh, I use it on my face. Dude, my face has never been so amazingly soft. It's like incredible. So if you haven't tried that, please go to Five Crimes and get the Smooth Criminal. It's a jack of all trades for everything. Also, I wanted to say thank you to Melissa. Our listener sent me over a jersey for Colty for the Super Bowl, which happened yesterday in terms of when this airs. But we have no idea in actuality who won. But let's go Chiefs. Right?
Yeah.
Or are you 49er it?
No, I mean, I don't, you know, I mean, I really only like my team. So I want whatever is going to make everybody else happy.
Okay. So let's bet right now.
Okay.
Manu, you want to take
Is Taylor going to make it to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
That's what I'm more excited about.
She is.
She is.
And I'm going to say the Chiefs are going to win. And you say the 49ers are going to win.
No, I don't want to say that because that's.
What? Okay,
fine.
You want to bet the same? Okay, fine. We can both say the Chiefs are going to win.
Yeah, I only want to bet whether Taylor is coming or not. Because I think I'm rooting for the Chiefs because I think everybody is.
You think everybody is? I don't know.
Except my daughter, Willow. She's really anti-everything. All of a sudden, she's anti-Taylor Swift.
Oh.
And she wants the other team to win.
Okay. She must have had a friend say that to her or something.
Get in her head.
Okay.
I'm like, girl, you got to go along to get along. Let's get along.
Yeah.
Right?
My son is also like, now everybody just wants to jump on the bandwagon because they're winning and I like them forever. I'm like,
well, if you really love them, Colton, then yeah, that's how I feel about Dolly Parton. But let me tell you what true love is. If you really love them, then you're happy that the world is embracing them too.
Okay.
Right.
I'll tell.
Okay.
I'll
you tell him that word to the wise. Otherwise you're going to get real bitter.
Okay.
Don't let that happen.
Uh-huh. Nope. Not at 10 years old. You can only be bitter at like 40.
45.
Okay. I'm not even there yet.
Oh, fuck. I hate that you're younger than me. It's so annoying.
Are you 45?
I am halfway to 90.
Oh my gosh. Hot damn.
Hot damn.
Well, you are still looking fine.
Oh, and I'm going to keep looking fine because guess what? I'm on a soberish journey.
Oh, are you doing ritual? Oh, no, no. Recess. What is
Recess? Yes.
Yes.
So I am good. Enjoying the recess cocktails. I have also been upping all of my herbal supplements. Mm-hmm. Flirting with some THC situations.
No, and, I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Turns out you can just order that shit in the mail. You don't even have to take your ass down to the green store.
I did hear that also.
That's a little scary, right?
It is a little.
Well, so that is all great. I feel great during mm-hmm. the day. I'm in a great mood. You know when I'm not in a good mood?
Tell me.
At night. When I start to get tired.
And in the morning.
And in the morning. I find myself saying things like, why are you talking?
Oh my God, like, girl.
To my husband.
Like, at least it's your husband, not your kids.
You can no, I mean, I, yeah. But it's like, oh my God, I don't know how to get past this hump. I mean, I am a real bitch.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. You need to do more THC.
I don't know if it's worth it. Yeah. Today, I came, after I had a cup of coffee, I came downstairs and said,
you're sorry.
Sorry, I was a little snappy. And he's like, and you snapped at me yesterday too. I'm like, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
This is okay. Really hard.
Life is hard. Hopefully you have a good story of love and not hardship.
I do. Let me tell you.
And before you tell me, y'all, if you want more of us, we do have a Patreon and it's also bonus content on Apple. It's called Clink Clink Club. So you don't even have to go to patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime. You can just get it right on Apple subscription. And we give you basically one extra episode of crime a month. And every single week we talk about what's going on in the current news and more.
You can hear about my soberish journey.
You can.
My weight loss fails.
You can
My
hear.
Children's F-ups.
And you also get some crazy like secrets of ours that we don't tell everyone. We just tell you.
And current events. Yeah. Uh-huh. Our take on current events.
Okay, so tell me what's going on this week in the world of love.
This week's episode is a listener suggestion from Jamie Breadstrand. Tab.
Jamie.
Jamie, what's up? She's on the Patreon train.
Good.
So
congratulations.
Yes, congratulations, Jamie. I decided to do this case because it's Valentine's week, the week of love, and this one involves forbidden love.
Ooh.
So it felt appropriate. Okay. Also, spoiler alert, it does not end well. And it's a little intense. So if you are a new listener, know that we usually give your ears something on the lighter side. And if you're listening with children, maybe skip this one.
Okay.
Okay.
Or if you're listening with children, maybe skip all of them. I don't really know if this is appropriate.
Don't be judgy. Okay.
Okay.
Right?
I mean.
Okay. People do tell me they listen with children all the time.
I know.
I don't let my children listen, but you do you, boo. I do me. Okay.
Yeah. We don't judge.
Okay. This case crosses state lines, but mostly it all goes down in the Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Back in 1985, where the following events still haunts the community and those who knew the ones personally involved. But before all the tragedy unfolded, it was all love for Susie Newsome and Tom Lynch. They met in college at Wake Forest University in 1968. Susie was a real Southern belle. She was a debutante and came from a prominent family full of doctors, lawyers, judges, and even a state senator.
Whoa. She's like a Kennedy over there.
That's right. Up in Winston, all about Susie. Also, did you know Winston-Salem has the oldest Shell gas station?
I did not know. No.
It looked, you know, Shell stations used to look like shells.
No, but that's so cute. I wish they did.
It is so cute. It's just like a museum. Yeah, I wish they still did too. I am fascinated by landmarks like that. I would go on a side trip just to see that thing. It looks awesome. Congratulations, residents of Winston-Salem, for having that and preserving it.
Great.
It's real cute. Okay. Anywho, Susie embraced the hoity-toityness of it all, you know? Mm-hmm. It was the freaking 60s, and Susie was the type that preferred classical music to popular rock and roll. She was like a pearl clutcher, you know? She fancied herself a real big deal. No, not my scene. Well, Tom just thought she was hot and smart, and she had a nice sense of humor, he says. So he tolerated the snooty vibe she put off. Not that, you know, Tom was lowbrow. He came from a good family as well. He was a good student and an aspiring dentist. Mm-hmm. So all that was enough for these two to do like you do if you follow a conventional path, attend college, fall in love, graduate, marriage, baby carriage.
Yes. Right?
It was all just lovely, except there was a little hitch in their getty up. Tom's mama, Dolores, was not feeling Susie. And the feeling was mutual. Mm. Dolores thought Susie was pretentious and full of herself, which was probably
true.
Yeah. Well, and in fairness, Susie thought Dolores was annoying and overbearing, which was probably true too.
She was also.
Yeah. Yeah. So the tension between these two was a thing. It was very draining and did not get better with time. The way Tom and Susie saw it was it wasn't going to get better as long as they lived in such close proximity. They moved to Tom's home state of Kentucky after the wedding, where Tom attended dental school. Susie and Tom welcomed a son in 1974 and another in 1976. So as soon as Tom was done with dental school, he was invited to join a practice in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And Susie was happy to pack up the boys and put some distance between her and Tom's family. I agree. Here's the thing about moving away. It's like, you don't have to deal with them every day, but when you do deal with them, they fucking stay with you.
Yeah, it's like it's extra.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Albuquerque was a bit of a culture shock for Miss Susie from the South, right?
I can definitely.
Yeah. It's more of a free-spirited city vibe, you know, where no one really gave a shit about her prominent family tree.
Yeah.
Albuquerque is a happening. It's a hub along the I-40. And embodies the whole, you know, Southwest vibe everywhere you look. In the 70s, I feel like Albuquerque was a blast. And just outside the city, you can find recreational areas for days, rivers and mountains, hunting, hiking, fishing. You know, basically, skiing. You can find a way.
You can do anything there.
Yeah. You can shop in every aisle of the Bass Pro Shop and find somewhere to use it in close proximity. Okay.
Yeah.
So Tom was stoked. When he wasn't fixing teeth, he was fixing to be outside. He's that type. He'd get along with my friend just fine. So Susie, though, she was not feeling Albuquerque. She didn't care for the people, the Southwest vibe, and certainly not the recreational activities. You know, I love Albuquerque, and so I don't get that. But recreation a la camping, it's just not for everyone. It's not everyone's jam. And I have learned, and it took me a while, it's best not to force it upon people. You just leave those buzzkills at home, okay?
Are you insinuating I'm a buzzkill?
No, you never even make it. You never even make it out the gate, girl.
I would camp, by the way. I will camp.
And by camping, she means she would stay at a cabin-ish thing.
I would also camp in a tent.
We've stayed in a cabin. We did that thing in El Capitan. That was real fun. You were good at that.
I'm good at camping. Okay, I did it my entire life.
I'm not always talking about you.
I know. I did it all growing up, like real camping, like in the tent type of thing. I think I just, you know, I've camped myself into a hotel.
You camped yourself out. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Fair enough. Listen. I will vacation in other arenas with you.
Okay.
Okay. Hotel-y style. Tom felt the same way. Best to leave the buzzkills at home. Okay. So he just started going on adventures without Susie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I think maybe things would have been different if Susie had found herself a hobby like ceramics or volunteering somewhere, but she didn't. She just was real resentful of Tom and his outdoor zest for life. And she just stayed home and kind of stewed on that.
Mm-hmm. That can be a bad mm-hmm. thing. I have a friend like that, by the way.
Like, just find something else to do.
I know. Right? It's like, really got to.
Yeah. Don't be bitter. Oh, speaking of bitter, I read in the book Bitter Blood that according to the neighbors, when Tom was home, they knew it because Susie and Tom would argue loudly.
Ooh.
And actually, it always sounded like Susie just berating Tom because they said they heard everything and it didn't sound much like Tom ever got a word in edgewise when Susie went off.
God. Yeah. This marriage is like doomed in the beginning.
Yeah, it's making me feel real good about mine, right?
know.
In the month of love. Why are you talking? Yeah. Okay. So I imagine that's not real fun to come home to for Tom, you know? So I wouldn't blame him if he found excuses to work a little late, which was, you know, one of Susie's complaints about him. The effect that their whole new dynamic had on Susie was she grew more and more reclusive in the years where her boys were young and she was across the country from her family that she kind of idolized in North Carolina. And, you know, actually thinking about it, I suspect she might have legit been clinically depressed because the way her behavior is described, it sounds like her lack of desire to engage with the rest of the world was really debilitating mm-hmm. for her. Undiagnosed mental health issues can be very stressful. So, you know, and it really sounds like they grew apart. So it's not surprising that the marriage between Susie and Tom fell apart.
And did it go to the big D?
It went to the big D. And by the way, the distance between Susie and mother-in-law Dolores had not mended the relationship. Dolores vented to her friends about how inhospitable her daughter-in-law was. When her and Tom's sister Janie came out for a visit, she was horrified that Susie informed them that she had found them a motel because they would not be staying with her. That takes some balls, right? Okay. I don't think that a motel is the most offensive thing ever, but I would not advise dropping that bomb on your mother-in-law upon arrival. Like, let your partner brief her on that before she gets there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, she's not going to be in an ideal mood. You know, it's not going to like settle in, right? So as it was in the fall of 1979, Susie's grandfather passed away and she took the boys with her to North Carolina and decided she wasn't coming back to Albuquerque. Tom says he wasn't exactly shocked by her choice. Mm-hmm. Back in Winston-Salem, Susie was giving anyone who would listen an earful about what an asshole Tom was. And that's why she had to leave him, you know? But it's actually pretty clear that Tom was not an asshole. I think it's possible that part of her mudslinging was like a pride thing. You know, mm-hmm. now being divorced from a dentist in your early 30s is like hot. But in North Carolina, in her family, in 1979,
not hot.
It was looked down on. Yeah.
You think it's
We've come
hot
so far.
Now?
I do think it's kind of hot. I mean, it's like, whatever. Nobody is blinking an eye. It's like, you got it together. You know?
Yeah.
After Susie had already left and is in North Carolina, Tom started a relationship with his dental assistant.
Tommy boy.
Well, in fairness, she was gone.
Was it already? I mean, come on.
I think they were growing apart for a long time. I think it's okay.
But you don't think the dental assistant was prior to her going back to North Carolina?
Well, yeah, that's funny. I don't believe that she was, but that's what Susie told everybody.
I would too.
Yeah. When she learned about it, she told everyone that he had begun cheating during the marriage, you know? So that, I mean, is really like, oh, what an ass. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Susie's family helped her get a powerful attorney to represent her in the divorce. And after, Susie kept the boys from seeing their father for 2 years. So he, until it was all settled, he just did not see the boys. And then when he finally did, they did, you know, like shake out custody, he was awarded 2 weeks with them in the summer and 1 week every other Christmas.
That, I mean, they don't even know their dad at that point.
I know, right?
That's awful.
Yeah. And so there is this period of time where Susie, like, she took the boys with her for some kind of job opportunity, like teaching English in Taiwan. Mm-hmm. She was known to be impulsive like that. I mean, I feel like now they would not let you, you know, without consent, like take your kids to another right. country. I don't know. But it didn't pan out. And so she came home. She met a man at home and became engaged to him. But he broke it off with her because he could not handle her obsession with keeping the boys from Tom.
Yeah, that's
her
scary.
Obsession with Tom consumed her. And it also involved her former mother-in-law, especially after she learned Dolores wanted to testify for Tom to increase visitation. Mm-hmm. The toll it took on Susie drew concern from her family, even though they believed that Tom, like, was the asshole Susie was making him out to be. She had become difficult to be around. In addition to her obsession with Tom, she was irritable, restless, struggling to keep it together. And on the daily, you know, not hiding it as like the proper Southern thing should do, right? You know, like, suck it up. Put on your headband and floral dress and come home, drink too much and cry on your pillow. And, you know, that's called being a lady. Well, she wasn't, you know, she wasn't feeling that. She didn't, you know, have very much like energy to get out. And when she did, she didn't put any effort into dressing up for the occasion.
She turned into a hot mess express.
She sounds just like me.
Yeah. I didn't want to say it, but.
Yeah. Okay. So that's not flying with her family. You know, appearances matter. So they sent her to see her uncle, who was a doctor, to get her all fixed up. Susie's uncle, Dr. Klenner, had a reputation in town where some loved him and others not so much, because Dr. Klenner was real into vitamin therapy. He was a big fan of vitamin C. He diagnosed, and spoiler, misdiagnosed Susie with MS, multiple sclerosis, and began her on a, I mean, she was depressed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought you were going to tell me he gave her a lobotomy or something.
No, he began her on a regimen of intravenous vitamins. The injections did give Susie energy. Mm-hmm. And she began enthusiastically, you know, putting herself together and making regular appearances at the doctor's office, you know. But it wasn't just the vitamin IVs that were working for her.
Listeners, today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Are you busy? Well, of course you are. And if you're like me, that means you put off investing because maybe it just doesn't seem urgent or it's intimidating. Enter Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. What I love about Acorns is that it gives you the tool to give your money a chance to grow. You don't have to start with a lot. Just start. Believe me, it feels great. Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Investing involves risk, including the loss of the principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisors, LLC, Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Securities, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com.
You have heard me talk about my language learning skills with Rosetta Stone, and I'm telling you, I'm getting really good at it. I learned a little bit of Japanese before we went to Japan last year, and I really love the French language, so I'm learning French at the moment. Bonjour, bonsoir. I'm even getting a little bit of the accent down. Not very good, but I'm getting there. And with Rosetta Stone, it makes it so easy. I download it on my phone. I learn it in the car. It is awesome. You can do it on your desktop, wherever you find it convenient. They are there for you. And they have 25 languages, you guys, that you can use. And right now, they are giving a lifetime membership for 50% off. So you can learn as many languages as you want for your entire life, which is amazing. And the best part is, it starts off, you know, with just words and then phrases and then sentences, and then you should be able to have a conversation with somebody that also knows the language, which is, you know, my entire goal. So don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now. Seriously, get started before your summer vacay. Our listeners get 50% off the lifetime membership. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem it today at rosettastone.com/today.
I'm talking about Rakuten. Have you checked it out? Because I recommend you do. Rakuten is the most rewarding way to shop and save because the members earn cash back on everything they buy. Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores that I know I shop online at, like Zappos, Sephora, and Best Buy. We are all already online shopping at our favorite stores, so why not be saving while doing it? It's a no-brainer. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop. How it works is the stores pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members. You get paid via check or PayPal quarterly. Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Start all your shopping at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app and start saving today. Your cash back really adds up.
Her first cousin, Fritz, worked in his father's medical office, and he was working for Susie. Yep. Happy Valentine's Day. I am giving you kissing cousins.
Oh my God. I was like, please.
Forbidden love. Yeah.
And they were first cousins?
First cousins.
Oh man.
Susie had it so bad for Fritz. Girlfriend started camping with him. Tom, by the way, was like,
you don't camp,
what the
girl,
fuck? What? You camp now? Really?
With your cousin?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thing what was it about Fritz? Was Fritz like, I mean, he's on the Fritz, but what the hell? Was he like hot or?
Well, he presented himself as a real manly protector, rough, outdoorsy, you know, kind of thing. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Okay. Susie did whatever Fritz wanted to do, and Fritz fancied himself a survivalist. He had the whole doomsday thing going on, mm-hmm. and for Fritz, that came with a lot of guns and paranoia. Some people thought that to be extra. Like, you know, Fritz, he's kind of a quack, right? Was like the rumblings, but not Susie. Susie thought it was extra hot. And when she obsessed to Fritz about Tom, he thought that was hot too. They had this mutual bond that was like, it's us against the world, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, it grew their forbidden love. Problem was, Susie was living with her parents, right? And, you know, they shudder at people in the streets talking about how Susie is looking a little worse for wear since her divorce. So, you know, something as scandalous as cousin fucking was like not accommodated in that house. I think they tried to ignore the possibility for a while, but Fritz kept showing up late night and it just became an undeniable problem. And so Susie moved out and her boys and her moved in with Fritz. And when she did move out, she was so angry with her family, she vowed not to speak to them ever again. She was like, I don't need you. I have the boys and Fritz, and he's going to protect us all from the big bad world. Okay. Aside from his gun stockpile and access to, you know, vitamin magic via his dad's doctor's office, Fritz's other attributes were he was wrapping up medical school at none other than Duke University. And it was kind of a given he would be taking over his dad's practice. Also, he was a covert CIA agent. He was a very busy guy, but still made time to spend with Susie's boys and Susie doing, you know, outdoor stuff. The boys liked him. When the boys went for one of their summer visits with Tom, he was confused by why all of a sudden they were spending so much time with Susie's cousin, who the boys are like, we get to shoot guns. He's like, that's kind of whack, right? Yeah. That doesn't sound like your mama. Okay. And when the boys referred to Fritz as Papa,
ooh, I would not be happy.
Tom was pretty alarmed.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what's going on? Another issue that was alarming to Tom was that the boys didn't look well. They had dark circles under their eyes and were very thin. And they told him that they had promised to take all their vitamins while they were out there for their visit. And they came with a buttload of them.
These children.
Yeah, these children. Right? Well, Tom did like that. Because he felt that the reason, you know, he's pretty smart. He's a dentist, right? He could tell the reason that the boys were not thriving was because too many vitamins can cause some of the essentials to not be absorbed. And that can be very dangerous for growing boys. Mm-hmm. So he's real concerned. By now, Tom was remarried to Kathy, the dental assistant, and they felt it was real detrimental to get more custody of the boys. When they filed for that, of course, Susie did not take it well. She was real spun out. But Tom momentarily lost focus of his custody woes because while the boys were with him on their summer visit, he got a call that his mother, Dolores, and sister, Janie, had been shot and killed at Dolores's home. Both women were shot in the head. Police thought it looked like a planned assassination. No one suspected Susie and Fritz were involved. Not even Tom thought Susie was capable of something that evil. Well, Susie did not extend that benefit of the doubt back to Tom. She told everyone that they had been shot because Tom was involved with drug dealers and that they must have done it so Tom could pay up with his inheritance.
What?
Yeah. Well, listen, even Susie's parents learned this. Is what Susie was telling people. And, you know, they knew there was no way Tom was involved with any drug dealers and thought it was pretty awful for Susie to be saying such things at such a tragic time. Although they hadn't communicated with Tom in years, they sent him flowers with their condolences. Classy, right?
Yes.
So Tom was moved. And he reached out to them and they all started chatting over the next year or so about what the F is up with Susie and Fritz and what is best for the boys. Susie's father agreed to testify for Tom against his daughter at the upcoming custody court case. I mean, that must have been a difficult conclusion to come to, but I think testifying would have been in the best interest for the boys. But Susie's dad, Bob, never got the chance because Bob, along with Susie's mother and grandmother, a beloved woman named Hattie, were all shot and killed in Hattie's home a week before Bob was set to have his day in court.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Okay. It's a lot.
It is a lot.
Triple homicides were not a regular thing in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. So this was terrifying to the community. When police notified Susie's brother, he informed them, you know, like, well, that sucks. You know what? About a year ago, my former brother-in-law's family members were also similarly shot and killed.
Yeah.
When police learned that, and along with the custody battle, they thought it was more than a coinkydink and they should just go see what Susie and Fritz have been up to. Tom says he knew right away they were up to no good. When he learned about his former in-laws' murders, he didn't waste any time notifying the police that Susie and Fritz have got to be connected to this. Mm-hmm. The first time police attempted to question Susie, she told them that she was busy with dinner plans. But she did later sit down with them, and they noted she wasn't exactly distraught over the recent violent deaths of three close family members. They also sat down with Fritz, who produced an alibi for the night the Newsoms had been killed. He said he was, of course, camping, of course, with his buddy, and he gave them his buddy's name, and he still had the receipt from the campsite. Of course, Susie corroborated that
he was camping.
Fritz was out camping that night. And, you know, she said she was just at home. So Fritz actually really did have a buddy that he went camping with named Ian Perkins. This poor guy was a 21-year-old sucker. Just like Susie, Ian was charmed by Fritz and believed everything Fritz told him, which was that he's almost a doctor, right? So close. And a CIA agent that worked covert operations. And if Ian was ever interested in getting his foot in the door with the likes of the CIA, he could help him out and, you know,
kill people.
Well, all he would actually need to be doing was drive him and he would be compensated.
Oh.
Listeners, did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. That's a lose-lose situation for you and the planet. Nobody's trying to have that. Enter Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful cohesive design that looks great on your counter. Fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Genius! You'll never have to grab bulky cleaning supplies on your grocery run again. Refills start at just $2.25. Blue Land is trusted in over 1 million homes, including mine, y'all. When I received my first shipment of Blue Land, I was blown away by how this simple concept just makes so much sense. It's so easy. You just drop the tablet into the stylish functional bottles and get your clean on. I love the subscription option because I am not trying to get one more bulky item in my cart. Blue Land products really get the job done and leave my home smelling so fresh and clean. Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this, guys. blueland.com/clink for 15% off.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Well, let me tell you, mylifeinabook.com is a very unique service. I did it for my mom and my grandmother, and it has been amazing. It basically turns your mom's life stories or your grandmother's or anybody that you think is special in your life into a book. So here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send a question via email to the special person, whoever you choose. You can ask custom questions too, but I just kind of let My Life in a Book choose what questions to ask. And then your special person, like your mom, can type their response or they can record their voice. And My Life in a Book compiles it all in a beautiful keepsake for you. And guess what? They can even create audiobooks. I mean, this is such a unique gift that will last a lifetime for you, your mom, your children, your children's children. It is the best gift you can give. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use our code CLINK at checkout for 10% off. This is an unforgettable gift for you and your mom. Get it today. Use our code CLINK, mylifeinabook.com.
Listeners, remember when everyone was doing juice cleanses and was basically hangry all the time? Well, there's a better, more sustainable way to lose weight. Row provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. The Row Body Program pairs a weekly shot with healthy lifestyle changes so you can lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off. Row's partners handle all the insurance paperwork to help get medication covered. If eligible for medication, patients have access to their provider on demand for any questions. You can sign up online from the comfort of your own home. This means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. Average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to row.co/clink. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/clink.
The catch was,
you know, you can't tell anybody.
Well, there was a possibility that he might be questioned by the local police.
Yeah,
at some point. And if that happens, he could not tell them anything about the, you know, business with the CIA because Fritz was under such deep cover. He told him everything will be fine. Just stick with the whole we were just camping that night and that's all you know. Right?
Right.
If on the off chance you get questioned, right? Well, of course, Ian was questioned. And that's when he was told for the first time that night that Fritz told him his mission was to drive him and then drop him off and come back while he interrogated communists from Central America who were stealing weapons from the U.S. arsenals and selling them to buy drugs to sell at a profit. He says when he learned that was the mission, you know, he didn't know anything about anybody getting killed. He felt obligated.
Like, okay.
It appealed this to his patriotism.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So he learns about this and the in-laws, everything. Ian is shook when he learned what he had actually driven Fritz to do was kill family members and slash in-laws. Okay. Which is so weird because they're both, right?
They're like in-laws of in-laws. They're like kind of like.
Well, because they are his family members and his in-laws. Gross. Okay. So, and that he had he had reason to do it because he had all this beef with them because they wanted to get, you know, custody away from him and Susie or whatever, you know.
Yeah, it's too much.
And, God. And then he's learning that, by the way, Susie is his first cousin lover. He's like, mind blown. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so upon all this new information, Ian broke down and told them everything he knew and agreed to wear a wire while he conversed about the tragic night with Fritz. Police wanted more to link Fritz to the crime scene than just Ian's confession about driving Fritz, because he hadn't actually seen anything, you know, and not staying at the campsite all night. They also wanted more solid evidence. So they have Ian wear a wire, and nervous young Ian had to do it 3 times. He kept like messing up.
It's like me at the Price is Right. I guess say $9.50.
Aw, so sad. I guess he kept asking, he'd ask the questions and then he'd answer Fritz's question before Fritz.
Yeah.
It's like, oh,
it's okay. The nerves. The nerves will get you, man.
Yeah. So the most that they got out of Fritz when Ian was wearing a wire was that he didn't interrogate drug dealers that night. He assassinated them.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But he's not saying it's like, you know, these other people.
It's not his in-laws.
Yeah. Yeah. He never copped to that. They found the gun shop where Fritz had bought and sold something like over 100 guns that year alone. So they were surveilling him with caution because they assume, you know, he's got like an arsenal.
Loaded. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now I'm going to backtrack for just a second. So in the year between the murders of Tom's family and Susie's, Fritz's father, the doctor, passed away from a heart attack.
Okay.
So this led everybody to say, hey, when are you going to, you know, be an official MD, Fritz? And he said it was coming, but he had excuses why, you know, Duke University didn't have their shit together and hadn't filed the paperwork, right? But turns out even before Daddy died and people were like, when are you going to become a doctor? People had called Fritz's father and informed him that his son was not a medical student. And he refused to believe it. Yeah, it turns out Fritz never even graduated college. And of course, he never attended like a day of medical school. Crazy, right?
It's not really that crazy. This guy is like totally crazy himself.
Yeah, yeah. So the police have now put together that Fritz is a master manipulator whose lies are like a house of cards crashing down around him. That is a very dangerous scenario. You know, yeah. When someone like that is backed into a corner, because you already know there are no bounds that will stop them from protecting their lies, which is why the Winston-Salem police have received criticism over the years for the following events. They didn't attempt to arrest Fritz until, while surveilling him, they saw him loading up his vehicle with what appeared to be and was, in fact, many, many guns, in addition to him, Susie, and the boys. He just put everything into the Chevy Blazer that he owned. And so the assumption, of course, was, look, he's packing up. He's taking all of them with him. He's going to make a run for it. You know, yeah, we got to get him now.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah. So the criticism comes from the point of view that they should have done it sooner because they had enough on him already.
Yeah.
Or at least waited until the boys weren't with him. But sadly, the boys were with him and Susie when the officers attempted to pull Fritz over, resulting in a chase. They had initially tried blocking him in at an intersection, and Fritz, you know, hung out the window and fired at the officers with a machine gun.
Nut.
Yeah. The chase continued for around 30 minutes when Fritz all of a sudden just stopped the vehicle. Officers did not have much time to think about how at this point they could negotiate a surrender and get everyone out of the vehicle safely, because right before their eyes, the Blazer blew up in a fiery explosion. Fritz had placed a bomb under Susie's seat. And so the senseless killings ended in a senseless murder-suicide scene.
Holy shit, that guy is a nut. And Susie had no idea.
No.
Right?
Oh, no, she knew.
She knew.
Yes, let me tell you. Mm-hmm. Sadly, some very shocking news came out after the medical examiner's report was released. It wasn't the explosion that killed the boys. They both had lethal doses of cyanide in their system and had been shot to death. There was gunshot residue on Susie's hands. And so all signs point to her being the one that took the lives of her own children.
She turned psycho. I mean, she was kind of psycho all along, but Fritz, I think, just
fed into it. They just fed into it. Yeah. So Tom has said that he knew she did it because she would rather kill them than
let him have the boys. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we see that all the time.
I know.
People that hate their ex more than they love their kids.
Oh my God.
That is
such a tragic story, man.
Yeah. So Tom also says, you know, they killed him that day too. It's just taken him longer to die.
100%.
He is still alive now and retired from his dental practice.
Did he have kids with the other dental assistant?
No. This is what I'm pretty sure about based on web sleuthing. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's not like 100%, but pretty good. Like 99. Okay. He remarried again after Kathy. That didn't work.
It didn't
forever,
shake
right?
out that yeah, well.
You know, it doesn't always when you jump right into another marriage. Yeah. It's like rebound, right? Okay. And he's like, anything probably is better than Susie. And, they, you know, maybe they didn't have that much in common. I don't know. Okay. But his current wife has grandchildren. So okay. I'm thinking that, you know, hopefully poor Tom, you know, has his heart healed a little bit, you mm-hmm. know, by enjoying his kind of like step grandchildren.
Yeah.
I don't believe he went on to have more kids, but I'm not 100 on that. Okay. As for Ian, despite his cooperation, remember the 21-year-old, mm-hmm. you know, he was charged for his role in the murders.
No way.
Mm-hmm. He had to serve 4 months in prison. I sort of get how it happened because, I mean, it's Fritz, Susie, the boys, Tom's mom and sister, mm-hmm. and then Fritz or Susie's, you know, parents and grandmother. I mean, it's so many murders. It's so hard to wrap your head around that they need someone to be accountable.
I mean, it is, but this poor guy had no freaking idea.
Right.
I mean, he believed that this guy was CIA agent. Like,
I know.
And he didn't do any. He did not do anything. Like, he wasn't like pulling the trigger or, you know.
Some people were really like, how dumb can you be? Yeah. Yeah.
You're 21. I think you get. Listen, I think there's
I know a lot of dumb 21-year-old guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we dated a lot of them.
We did.
I feel like I was more street smart than that, but I feel like a ton of people would be like, oh my God, that is so cool. I want to be in the CIA.
It was a different
also.
Time. Yeah.
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 And there's no way you can check it out online. See if that guy's really telling the truth.
Right. And also, it's also kind of hard to believe that somebody would go to such great lengths to lie
about that.
Yeah,
totally. I think you don't think somebody lies about that.
Yeah. Ian wasn't the only person, you know, that Fritz had fooled. He fooled a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah. But 4 months. Okay, fine. I mean, it's okay. not even a year.
So Ian was in the National Guard and he was able to complete his service when he was released. I read an interview with him where he said that they could have kicked him out, but they didn't. And that is not lost on him. Ian went on to graduate college, and in the article I found in the Greensboro Times that came out in 2015 on the 30th anniversary of the crimes, Ian said, "It is not easy to live with the fact that I helped Fritz kill 3 people. It seems like a lifetime ago, but the universe gave me a chance, and I've done my best to be worthy of that chance." Hmm. I love that.
I do too.
Yeah. I mean, he took this horrible thing that happened and is like making the rest of his life count, right?
Yeah.
So he has been married since 2001 and has 2 sons. At one point, he was seeking a pardon so him and his wife could adopt, but I don't think he was given it. I think he deserves it.
Yeah, I did too.
What do you think?
I
think that's
too.
What pardons are for.
Yeah, I think so also. Come on, this guy is like doing good in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, clearly the officers knew that he'd been fooled.
Yeah. Come on. He deserves it for sure.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you for that love story. Gone.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Real twisty, turny, awful.
I told
what
you.
Year,
I warned.
What year did the explosion happen?
86.
86. Okay.
Or maybe 85.
So the boys were
like 10
or something.
8, I think.
Yeah, maybe 8. How sad. What an awful, awful story. Okay, well, if you want more stories, like I said, go to patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime. If you want really great skin, you can go to 5 Crimes. We have the best stuff. Don't know if it was this time or one of the 5 times before this time that we tried to record this episode, but I was saying that the Smooth Criminal on 5 Crimes is really amazing. It's making my skin so... I put it on my face now. You should try it too. And we have merch. And we are going to CrimeCon, you guys. So please join us in Nashville, Tennessee. Go to CrimeCon and get your tickets now. Use our code Housewives and you'll get 10% off your ticket. And we will be there. We will hang out with you. We will be in the bar. We will be on
I already got my boots.
Podcast
I got new boots.
Row. And I just made a cowboy hat last night at a birthday party, and it is so damn cute. I'm going to wear it to Nashville.
Can't wait.
So be there or be square. And until Thursday for Patreon or bonus episode, or next Monday, we'll see you then. Clink, okay. Clink.
Clink, clink.